Little Things by Kiara Ladner, read by Teresa Gallagher. It was my big day. I awoke fully prepared to hear a fanfare playing. Beethoven's Fidelio, or even better, Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. Instead, the doorbell was ringing. When I went down, the delivery guy greeted me with flowers and champagne. A smile began to beam across my face before I realised the surprise was for my neighbours. Since it would have been embarrassing to recall my oversized grin, I pretended to be them. I signed on the digital line as if I were the illustrious Dr. Appel or Professor Singh. "Special occasion?" the delivery man asked, pocketing his inkless pen. I paused, looked him in the eye, and said, honestly, "Yes." For a moment after he'd gone, I half wished I'd sent myself such a gift. The self-care everyone's so into these days would surely have advocated it. But next thing, what do you know, the doorbell goes again, and it's another delivery man, and this time the blooms and fizz are for me. "Here's to a sparkling future," said the card from my agent. At once, in my mind, I was on the phone to you. "I've got an agent, Mum. And a sparkling future. Newly acquired at the age of 55. Delivery guy number two was evidently in a rush, and I, having used up my excitement on the pre-surprise surprise, was able to act quite nonchalantly. Yet after he left, my cool dropped, my mood descended. I felt deflated, then annoyed that I was. Why not ecstatic? Why not on this great day? I pushed the questions resentfully over to you, out to wherever you were on whatever astral plane, but you didn't answer me. You never answer me anymore. The first 2 years after you died, you talked to me non-stop. But over the last year, I'd stopped hearing your voice entirely. So what could I do? I pep-talked myself. Most mornings my ego started out less than a glimmer. By lunchtime it was barely thimble-sized, but today, no, I'd blow it right up. Ordinarily I'd tell myself an overblown ego is antithetical to the creative life, but today I wasn't preparing the canvas or sketching or painting. Today I could let my ego be enormous because, why not? 35 years of slog, I told myself, then overnight success. Who's the top dog now? The big cheese, the hot shot. Oh, I'm not going to lie, I imagined saying in an interview. It took sacrifices to get here. No significant other, no kids, no home ownership, no career of note. But every true artist relinquishes something. Every serious artist has to give stuff up. And how many are rewarded by a work on show at the summer exhibition? Their first work ever to be displayed, now on sale at the Royal Academy, or, as we artists prefer to call it, the RA. Moodily, I focused on the bottle of champagne. Since my positive self-talk wasn't lifting me to the right pitch, I decided to open it.